welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Wow, here we are. It's November. It is, you guys know what today is. It is Ascension Energy Prediction Day. We have so much to talk about it. If you've already seen our video, awesome. If you haven't, remember, just go over to official Sri and Kira over there at YouTube and watch the video. So much, huge energy, big month. And talk about a big month. I understand from our producer, the lines were already going crazy, but let me just shout out the number for you. It's 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. If you want to hop on the line, you get a mini soul reading, join in on the conversation, ask us a question. And we're really excited because celebrating November, all this month, every one of our mini soul readings are also going to have the bonus of the Cards of Clarity. So we're very excited about that.
And the Cards of Clarity are an amazing, truly profound divination tool that was brought through by Kira Ra a few years ago. And there is a wonderful story that goes with this. Maybe we'll share that in a little bit.
And maybe not. We just, because it's the month of clarity, we were like, this is just two. We've got to include the Cards of Clarity.
That's what the Cards of Clarity do.
Exactly.
They cut through the fog and offer you a crisp, energetic understanding of what's before you.
Absolutely. And you know, really, let's just jump right in because we have so much going on. And again, we've had so many people writing us over a guest in Sri Kira Radio. We are going to do the best we can to integrate a little bit of everything into this one show. But Sri, let's jump. Here we are.
Oh! I'm falling.
No, I'm right here. We are in November, but you know, how many of you feel like Sri just did? Like, I'm falling. How many of you feel that way? You know, there's a lot going on.
Well, there is, and everyone is experiencing it through their own unique way. You know, it's an amazing thing, and this is why our energy forecasts are just that. They're about energy.
Yeah.
When we are hung up on the details, like ABC is going to happen, we lose sight of the underpinnings that are affecting everyone.
Well, we actually become part of the creation of that which we are afraid of.
Exactly, because you're downstream. You know, when people get hung up on the details of predictions, they are downstream into the physical manifestation. When we can tune into the energies at work, we are at the point of creation. We're at the point of saying, I will go with this. I will manage this. I will use this for my benefit. And you go with the flow. You go with the tide. So we are at a month of amazing energy. And for those of you that are nodding your heads, it's only been a few days here into November and things are cooking.
Yeah, they really are. And let's face it, we're still in the energy of this big full moon, and November came in with a big full energy. It was a resonant sound that said, I am here.
And as we moved into November, there's so many things happening in our world, both the inner world and the outer world, because remember, the role of the outer world is to help you awaken to your inner truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that outer circumstances are just there as traps and places, pleasures, then your life will be forever dependent on outer circumstances.
Absolutely. And you know, remember in October, I just want to go back and kind of bridge where we are right now. So here we are. We are 1 month away from culminating this extraordinarily powerful year, the second full year of the Ascension Escalator. Remember, it opened in 2015, and it's kind of taken us on this ride all the way up to 2022. And 2017 is one of those years that kind of hangs out on its own. We have 2015, 2016. We're going to have 2018 and 19 are going to kind of be unified years again. 2020 will kind of stand on its own. And then we're going to have that 21 and 22. So This is a very powerful year. And remember, we had that 4x4 energy from last April through July, and then that kind of energy of an arrow that shot out in August, bringing us to this culminating trinity of energies. So in October, we asked you a very important question. And why don't you bring your hand to your heart? Let me ask again. And the question is, how are you?
How are you?
And take a breath, right? One of the things that October was all about was recognizing that paying attention to how you are, connecting with your breath, and absolutely walking through freedom or chaos is a foundational blessing that will uplift you through not only the rest of this year, but in through this ascension process.
Because that inner check-in, that moment where you're pausing from all the activity and just go, how am I?
Yeah.
And breathe, how
yeah.
am I?
Yeah.
It invites a deeper level of truth. It invites a deeper level of recognition, which invites a resolution of that which no longer serves you. We call that healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because healing doesn't mean you're broken. Healing means you're getting ever more shiny.
Yeah.
Ever better.
Absolutely.
And so awareness is a great gift. And so when we ask ourselves, how am I? And we breathe with presence and consciousness, we always receive a blessing.
What a gift. And so as we've claimed all this in October, it brings us into the now of November. And, you know, Sri was kind of joking earlier, going like, I'm falling. Well, that's because this is very much a month about empowered presence, meaning that we can be present to our doubts. We can be present to our fears. We can be present to our judgments. Or we can be present to the divine blessed empowerment that is our birthright to reclaim and live.
Now, that blessed empowerment has to do with being present to your own divinity, being present to your own heart. That's the gateway to the greater essence of your truth. It begins at the heart and then it infiltrates your consciousness.
Absolutely.
So that state of being that is the I am here, the I am energy, offers you the opportunity to love yourself mm-hmm. in with greater trust and greater fullness. That's spiritual empowerment.
Absolutely. And this is what November is bringing forward, because November is a month of, again, contrast. Remember last month, it was very much freedom or chaos. Well, this month, it's all about clarity or confusion. And, you know, kind of the irony here is that you can be clearly confused.
And here's the beauty of that irony. If you are clearly aware that you're confused, then you are beginning to anchor the dual consciousness, the observer who can then intervene with the aspect of you who is confused.
So it's a celebration.
It is a celebration.
It's an incredible celebration.
And that dual consciousness is your gateway to your clear ascension. Remember, we all have a habitual orientation. We have an ego, a personality, and that personality self is a great habit. It's the part of you that can drive on the highway while you're daydreaming. I know you've done it.
We all have done it. I think we've all done it.
And it's the part of you that misses the exit.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, as we watch you, as you go by, go, I think that was.
However, the fact of the matter is that taking a body, having a human birth, you get a certain toolkit that comes with it. And that toolkit is the egoic personality self that wants to be in charge, that wants to fit in. You know, we need to belong, we need to participate.
Yeah.
And those are all good things.
They are.
Those are wonderful lessons. And as we grow, we begin to notice, when are we acting from a knee-jerk habit, or when are we acting from an authentic place of true choice?
Well, that's a powerful question, isn't it?
And that's where the empowerment comes into play.
Absolutely. But the key is, are you asking?
Are you paying attention?
Are you giving yourself the opportunity to go, wait a minute? And you know, I just want to give a shout out. Sri and I, the first Sunday of every month, we are blessed to be on the air for 3 hours straight. I think our voice holds up pretty well for this.
We're doing good.
And our first 2 hours are spent with our beloved friends, Sandra and Alan, over at Twin Flame Divine Fire Radio. And that show just ended, but it was a very powerful show today. And if you want to catch that show, just go over to Truth Frequency Radio, look for Twin Flame Divine Fire, and you're going to want to listen to today's show again. And this is why I'm talking about all of this together is that when we can come forward as beings of empowered light and begin to discuss things that sustain our empowered light, we then add an essence, I'm going to use the word essence, to our empowered presence. We become a greater manifestation of the oneness.
Absolutely. Now, remember, none of this are absolutes. We live in a scheme of things where we're on ever refining spirals of clarity, ever refining vibrational
shifts. And they might be bigger and bigger.
And oftentimes it takes an entire lifetime to work through.
Or several. It can take several, yep.
To work through the energies to reach that point of ultimate freedom.
Mm-hmm.
However, the key here is until we learn to love ourselves, to enjoy the journey, even with its hiccups, to enjoy the journey.
To enjoy the hiccups.
Yeah. To be a loving witness to those moments when we seem to be falling short, to be a loving witness at those moments when everything is clicking. As we cultivate that loving observer, your success is assured.
Now, you might be saying, okay, Sri and Kara, wait a minute. What does all this have to do with November? Well, it has everything to do with November. This is why in October, it was about how am I, deep Ave Sol breath, freedom or chaos, watching, witnessing, becoming ever more available to the master within. In November, where we are right now is that there are going to be, capital M, many, many opportunities this month that will try to wear you down, try to get you to say, okay, I give up, that I'm falling. Okay, it's too hard to remain awake, or I just don't understand why so many things are happening, or why is this happening, or why is that happening? This is the month where when you have the blessing of witnessing those experiences come up or those thoughts come forward, that you can take and harvest the blessing of October, hand to heart, deep Ave Sol breath, and witness as you harvest clarity through what you're witnessing. It's about waking up to your highest divine wisdom.
Now, your highest divine wisdom is always available to you. Oftentimes, we doubt it. Oftentimes, we're so enraptured with our pain-based reality or our habitual orientation, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Well, we doubt ourselves.
And then we just simply doubt or we're uncertain. And that's part and parcel part of the human condition. And that's why that it's so important to hang out with people who offer you clarity and reassurance. And that's why the cards of clarity, which we're going to be sharing with you on this show, are so important. It's, we all need our touchstones, the spiritual practice, the call to consciousness that will help you cut through the Velcro of mass hypnosis.
Well, you know, I want to go back on the earlier version of our being on the radio today when we were on with Alan and Sandra. Alan asked a question. He said, all right, Sri and Kara, somebody's really in the dark. Somebody's just succumbing to that, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just so confused. I'm ready to give up. I can't take it anymore. That you opened the show with, what should they do? And it was a really good question.
And the question is good because it brings forward the fact of the matter is you do have a choice.
And that it's okay if you feel like you may be drowning. But what you can do is something so simple, so easy, something we talk about all the time.
And that is to cut through the habitual stuck point by using the mantra of self-ascension.
Now, you know, I want to repeat something, Sri, we said earlier, because a lot of you might not have caught when we were on the air earlier. And it's this, you know, every first Saturday of the month, we are very blessed. We meet worldwide with our entire miracle team. And it's always incredible. We all share stories with each other and miracle manifestations. And really, I just can't stress enough, if you have not checked out the miracle team, are you worth $2 a week? I bet you are. Go check out shrinkhero.com and learn and join the miracle team. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up was just because yesterday was our incredible miracle gathering and ceremony. We had one of our miracle team members say, hey, you know, I want to share something that happened to me this month. I've been in a really bad space.
And this person went on to share about how there's a lot of fears were rising in his life.
And that he was having a hard time manifesting money for his family. I mean, he was really upset.
He says, I was approaching the point of panic.
Yeah, literally.
His celebration was that even though he was at that really white-knuckled moment of panic, all of a sudden something inside of Branham said the mantra of self-ascension.
Yeah.
And he shared that it took about 5 minutes of repeating the mantra to step out of that friction downer place that he was in and move back into the place of I am, and I can move forward.
And not only that, but that he had for the first time in his life the recognition of the deep-seated reason that all these things have been happening up in his life. And that was the real miracle. And it was amazing.
He had his healing aha moment.
And so guys, you know, November is going to be that moment. And this is why we're offering using the cards of clarity with all of our readings this month. This is why you want to surround yourself with supportive things that keep you clear, because the energy of the illusion of the dream world of the third dimension is seeking to confuse you, to get you to give up. There is an honest to goodness, if you want to call it, battle for the dominion of your brain or your spiritual brain anyway. And the reality is that if you are listening to this show, you've already won, because you're already aware and you are already taking every action and every step there is. And we honor and support you because you are amazing.
And so one last thing, if for that moment in your life when you say, I'm suffering, I'm drowning, it's too much. The one thing to remember is that the suffering ends when you say, I've had enough.
I'm ready to grow.
And that I've had enough doesn't mean, please, I've had enough. It means I am whole.
Absolutely. I am complete. I am healed. I am awake.
And in the I am energy, the healing will come forward in the way that's appropriate at that time.
Mm-hmm. In every single way. And you know, beloved ones, November is, as we mentioned, it's the middle of the Trinity. So remember, we're collecting energy from October. We're building upon that energy in November, and this whole thing is going to culminate in December. And this is why we've been saying for months now, really make your plans. Where are you going to be December 31st? Just make that decision, make it happen, and get clear on the people and the events and the experience you want to be having as that arrow that shot out in August hits the bullseye December 31. And you know, Sheree, speaking about the bullseye, we of course have had a full bank of callers here.
Yeah, we've got some first-time
callers.
Lots
of first-timers, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, let's go to line number three, and we'll say hi to Paula from Florida.
First time to the show. Welcome, Paula.
Hi, Kira. Hi, Sheree. How are you?
We are delighted to speak to you.
Thank you for taking my call. I actually met both of you during the Quantum Clairvoyance Seminar in Miami some time ago. And I bought a deck of the Self-Ascension cards, the Clarity cards, and I use it often. I'm also very connected with the Self-Ascension mantra, and I wake up in the middle of the night reciting it sometimes. So. Everything that you just said so far kind of resonates with the purpose and reason of my call. Really, it's an overall feeling of chaotic energy to the point where I can't breathe at times and feel like I want to go like curl up in a ball and kind of, you know, kind of withdraw. Wanted to get a mini soul reader and some guidance as to how to deal with this, you know, energy. It just feels very chaotic.
Yeah, well, first of all, Paula, thank you. You know, the minute I heard your voice, I was like, I know we've met you. So thank you for clarifying when we met. And I'm so grateful to have this moment to connect with you again. And I want to share two things with you. First of all, the fact that you have the cards of clarity already is awesome. Make sure you're using them a lot, especially as you're going through this time. And because you have your own deck, go check out Benevolent Ones 7, the energy of allness. And this is very, very powerful around you right now. It's like there's this this encompassing sense of whelm or overwhelm that kind of weighs down and brings forward this energy. The reality is that you're being called to a deeper sense of release of judgment. And the word I want to use is hesitancy. And that the reason this is happening to you physically is because your spirit and your body are trying to both align. You've got, it's really powerful. When I gaze at you, and I love how the allness came in around you, you have got like a major, they're calling it a left turn. It's like you're going to step out of where you've been living and make a left. And the minute you do that, everything opens up to you. And they're saying, don't be afraid to take this step, but embrace everything that is. And as you do, everything will release. And they're saying when you would receive the energy of feeling panicky again, it's a time to write. That sit down, hand to heart, a deep Ave Saw breath, and just start writing. Even if you have no idea what you're writing or what you think you should be writing, they're saying it needs to move out of you, and that through the writing, it will release in a way that will serve you very well. And so it is, my love. I'm glad you got through. It's such a gift to connect with you again.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. I love you both.
We love you too, sweetheart. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. Well, it's always a delight to connect with our callers and to expand the conscious web of our spiritual connection.
Well, and I've got to share that. Don't you find it fascinating? I mean, I find it kind of fascinating. It's part of what my I always joke around that the cards of clarity are freakishly accurate, that here we are, this is our first show where we're using these as an extra gift all month for our listeners, and then a person calls who was actually trained in quantum clairvoyance by us with the cards of clarity all those years ago. I just find that to be so beautiful.
There's a synchronicity there.
Oh, so beautiful.
Well, let's keep moving. We have other callers standing by. We're going to head to line 5, and we'll say hello to Shelley from British Columbia.
Namaste, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thank you. So, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
I guess. What I'm looking to get clarity on today is I've been going through a pretty big transition in my life, and I guess I know I need to take a leap of faith, but I don't quite know what that is in order to get to what I want to be.
Well, first of all, my love, just feel our arms reach out around you with support and appreciation for the beautiful spirit that you are. And today, for the cards of clarity for you, 2 came forward, and they're both archangels. And on your left side is Archangel Metatron, and on your right side is Archangel Sophia. And these 2 angels are here to guide you through this moment. And Archangel Metatron wants you to know that the child within is wanting to be loved and to have more fun, and inviting you to pay more attention to those aspects of your life, and that it is also time for you now to own your power. This energy of Metatron is huge and is speaking to you in a booming voice, and just keeps saying it is only after living on this planet and you begin to accept yourself without any limitation that you will come forward fully from the illusion. And he's saying this is a huge step, which is why he was with you right now, and that it's time to claim your power with your heart-centered integrity. And as you do, this kind of like childlike joy will come forward once more. And this is where Sophia comes in. And Archangel Sophia is balancing him. And so here you have this huge, empowered, masculine energy, and then balanced by this beautiful, soft, feminine Sophia. And she's saying that the unity through love of a pure heart is calling to you now in every aspect of your life, and that to fully embrace this gift and call it to anchor, you've got to begin with yourself. And she's saying, release any judgment about your body, your life, your actions, and honor yourself in the unified spirit of love. And she's saying, let go of romantic love that can be false and transient, and call forth from within the divine love that is you, is everything, and is ever present. And as you do, this will be the catalyst for the change and growth that will unify these energies and embrace your wholeness into a new and beautiful future design. And so I'm very honored that you got through today, my love. You are in a powerful healing moment, and claim these gifts.
Wow, that's really amazing. Thank you. Actually just started doing meditations, guided meditations to heal my inner child, and I've been on this 2-year journey so far based off of like healing my self-love and developing self-love. So yeah, definitely connected. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. Many, many blessings. Namaste. Whew, you know, Sri, again, smiling. I mean, it's just, it's such a blessing to connect with so many beings who are committed. You know, the yoga of self-ascension is as unique as every being listening, every being who connects. And we love that you are waking into your divine uniqueness. The planet needs you.
Absolutely. And one of the fundamental keys to supporting yourself through this evolutionary journey is to trust your inner wisdom, to trust your heart, and to cultivate that energy that will allow you to witness your life while also enjoying your life.
Well, and this is November, because remember, guys, November is about clarity or confusion. And so if you find yourself in confusion, most likely what's happening is you're in fear or you're doubting, because the only way we can become confused is when we are feeling less than confident or certain about who we are and where we're going.
Well, confusion is an interesting word, and if you break it down, there's a con at the beginning.
And there sure is.
and to be fused with a con is what that word represents.
I love that, Sheree. I love that.
And certainly confusion has a great deal to do with being of two voices or two beliefs, to have conflicting energies. You know, I remember one time many years ago, I was coming home late and it was dark and I was crossing the street, and all of a sudden this racing car came down the street with its headlights on bright, and my friend that was with me, one friend said, "Turn around," and the other friend said, "Go forward."
And
there I was, a deer in the headlights, quite literally because I had two conflicting voices, turn around or go forward. And in that moment of confusion, there was only fear.
Well, and exactly, and you were certainly not clear. And you know, and as you were sharing that, I was also thinking about, you know, how many of us may watch a 24-hour news channel, and they always bring on how many voices to talk about one issue.
Oh yeah, people shouting.
Right, and by the end of watching, which I can't personally watch them, but by the end of watching that, I suspect you might feel confused, because all you're seeing is conflict, and all you're seeing is the intent to confuse. And the key is, pay attention to what you feel like after that. It is a microcosm of what you're going to see in November. So part of what you can do is just turn off the channel.
Turn off the,
and get clear.
The confrontations
that
are grounded in illusion.
Because when you turn off the channel, you're clear that that did not serve you. Yeah. You're clear that it's really not serving anyone except those that would seek to interrupt your divine connection.
And our connection is so easily restored. You are never lost.
Ever.
There's always a moment where you can take in that breath, perhaps gaze at the clouds, look at a tree, do whatever is needed to interrupt the self-defeating energy and reconnect with beauty.
Absolutely. And so, beloved ones, we're going to take a moment right now. We're going to refill our water glass, and I think I might sneak a cup of coffee in there.
Yeah, have a little station break. And so, beloved ones, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you now. And in this moment, we are indeed celebrating that consciousness, that your life can be empowered to make a new choice at any moment. Because it's our ability to choose, our ability to take action, which gives us the gateway to experiencing freedom and empowerment. Freedom and empowerment are indeed your natural state. Mm. And we get to practice being something other than that from time to time.
As we find our way back.
And so that we can then practice our mastery of standing up and saying, I am here, I am ready, I am open.
I am guided.
And
I'm happy about that.
So, we are so happy to be with you because each and every week we get the opportunity to recognize the beauty of spiritual community.
Oh, in every way. And you fill our heart with so much amazing love and presence. And this is the gift. You know, this is part of why in November, we cannot stress it enough, it's going to be clarity or confusion. Pay attention to who you're hanging with and notice how you feel when you're done. Do you feel empowered? Do you feel uplifted? Or do you feel exhausted? Are you finding yourself questioning yourself? These are the powerful choices ahead of us in November.
Because when you start really paying attention, when you take that conscious breath in and you notice, oh no, I'm feeling tired. This interaction is fatiguing me.
Right.
The moment you notice that, that's a gift.
Uh-huh.
That's a gift where you can then extricate yourself from the habitual pain of being in a dysfunctional interaction.
Now, that might actually upset some people.
Well,
especially if
you're not used to interrupting a conversation that's headed in a negative direction, it takes a little practice to be able to say, you know, excuse me. and to be able to maybe touch somebody's shoulder and say, I really appreciate you sharing. And what I know to be true right now is that this conversation is not serving me. How about we do X, Y, or Z?
Yeah.
And offer a redirect.
And another way you can simply say that is, thank you for loving me enough to share what you feel. I appreciate it. And please be assured that I love myself enough to feel comfortable with what I'm doing. And then shift. The key is that where November is going to come forward is it might give you the opportunity to have to practice how to call forward healthy interaction into your life. This is healthy clarity. Otherwise, you might wind up confused. You know, Archangel Zadkiel has been such a blessing, such a guidepost, such a divine, incredible presence in our lives for so many years now. And one of the things Zadkiel said many, many years ago was that if you are wanting to live in the third dimension, if you absolutely just want to be in the third dimension, go for it, do it, and carry no judgment around those who are going for it and doing it. If that is their mission for this lifetime to really understand density, then may they do it well. And this is where I giggle and say, look at Donald Trump. He is definitely mastering density. And so if you look at that at one aspect, then the other aspect is, and if you're going to lead a life of awakened enlightenment, then dive in and lead that life.
And keep on going, because it's your spiritual tenacity that will carry you. And this really gets down to a fundamental energy of self-love.
Exactly. And this is, when we have that, we are clear. However, guys, you got 10% that are really doing density well. You got 10% that have really stepped in and doing the spiritual life really well, which leaves you with 80% that are sitting in the middle. And this is why there is so much pain. It's because when you're sitting in the middle, you are unresolved. You are unable to find your happiness. You are spending more time confused than you are clear, because you are literally torn between two worlds.
It's that classic one step forward, one step back.
Keeps you right where you are.
you really don't make a lot of headway, but you have a lot of motion.
You sure do. And you may have a moment where you feel good, and then you have a moment where you don't, but they'll keep balancing each other out. And this is why a lot of people stay there. The reality is, make a decision. Get clear. And wherever your clarity guides you, you will be happier because you're clear on where you're going and the direction you're headed.
And to empower yourself is to have empathy with the power that is your truth. To empower means I trust myself. I trust my guidance, and maybe I'll practice my trust in smaller ways in order to get the hang of it. That's cool. That's just fine.
Absolutely.
The key is to step out and start creating an energetic flow that is aligned with your authenticity.
Whew, breathe that in, guys. Just breathe that in. Hand on heart. Feel that heartbeat of the Ave. Let's exhale together. So beautiful. And you know, this is why November is such an important month, because here we are in this bridge month. Last month, freedom or chaos. This month, clarity or confusion. Last month, how am I? Mastering breath, moving through those moments. This month, very much about claiming empowered presence. This is a gift, and an empowered presence is a blessing that will take you not only through this rest of the year, but through the rest of the ascension escalator all the way up through 2022. This is a powerful time.
Absolutely. And speaking of a powerful time, we have a lot of beings who are on the lines that are wanting to connect and share. So we're going to head to the phone lines. We're going to line one and saying hello to Colleen from Arizona.
Welcome back, Colleen.
Hi, Sheree and Kira.
Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to hear your voice. You guys are, bar none, the best radio show host on the planet. I just wanted to put that out there.
We love you, too.
I wanted to share something with you and then ask for a mini soul reading. Yesterday, I had the privilege of listening to the Miracle Team. I'm part of the Miracle Team. I didn't hear it live, so I was listening to it in the recording. You started with a miracle manifestation process, and you said something that brought such clarity to me. You said, call forth the miracle you are ready, willing, and able to receive. And I thought of this big miracle, and I thought, oh, that's too big. And I was like, oh, wow. And it was such a moment of clarity or confusion. So I put it on pause, and I went to the store because I thought, I'm not going into that manifestation with that kind of energy because it's not going to work. And while I was in the store, I saw this plaque that said, every day holds a potential for a miracle. And then I turned the corner, and there was another one that said, miracles abound when love is present. And I just had to smile. So I came back. I was able to listen to it and get myself in a completely different energy to manifest the miracles that I am ready to manifest in my life. It is such a time for this, and I so appreciate the clarity you gift me with. And if I could ask for a mini soul reading on this big miracle that I'm so ready to say yes to, I would so appreciate it.
Well, thank you first and foremost. You know, Sheree and I are just sitting here because every time we get together at the Miracle Team, you know, the first Saturday of every month, miracles happen. It's just like such an amazing blessing to get together with the entire team. And I love that you trusted yourself, you put it on pause, and that you had to go out and get those other signs put right in front of you. That is just like the best sharing. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. And so let's move to the reading. So as you were sharing, what I want to share with you is that the whole time you were speaking, I was just holding the cards of clarity and asking. And of course, no surprise, Archangel Uriel came forward. And Uriel is gazing at you right now and just saying, the joy of transformation is yours. Feel it. It's surrounding you. It's all around you. And that it's important for you to be enjoying your current moment and to feel this kind of golden glow encircling your head and to allow yourself. And the question, actually asking you the question is, can you accept the gift of being totally present with you all the time? And to remember that this is transcending emotional boundaries while you are simultaneously lifting and ascending and entering into these cosmic doorways and that it is time for you to celebrate that you are alive, that being here in this moment is your choice, and that as you step into this transformation without any hesitancy, it's like I'm seeing all these doors just going open, 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 and they're all gold. The energy around you right now is gold, gold, gold. And so it is, my angel. It is such an honor to be with you today.
Ah, oh, thank you. That was so beautiful. I love you guys.
No, oh, we love you too, honey. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed. You know, the I'm delighted that Colleen is sharing a little bit of her experience with the Miracle Team gathering that was just yesterday.
Which is still filling us so strongly.
You know, we have the joy every Sunday of being with the greater community. And when we have the joy once a month of being live with the Miracle Team, there is an intensity. It turns up the
and
volume.
And a manifestation.
And
every week we get the honor of pulling through messages for the Miracle Team. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is a community of true commitment.
Yeah.
Now, the thing I want to say about miracles is that every one of you has the capacity to manifest miracles. It means stepping out of linear time.
Oh, yeah.
Being the golden presence, to piggyback on what was shared with Colleen, to be that golden presence. And in the moment of allowing that to come forward, we jump ahead, and that which seemed impossible in linear time becomes manifest in quantum time.
Woo, yes, it does. And so why not jump into some quantum time? Go to sriankira.com, learn about the Miracle Team. For as little as $2 a week, you can be a part of this energy and really call this into your lives as well. And also, if you're enjoying these cards of clarity while you're there, you could check them out. They're at the store in our Ascension Tools, because they are very much an Ascension tool. Now, Sri, talking about checking out, we still have so many people waiting.
Let's keep rolling. We're going to head to line two and welcome Logan from Colorado.
Oh, hi, beautiful Logan. Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can. You sound great.
All right. Thank you. You guys sound great as well. Just let me put it on speaker real quick so my beloved can... Well, all right. We are both here.
Hello.
Hi, Angel.
Hi.
How are you all today?
We are well. How can we serve you?
All right. So today I'd like to ask for just a mini soul reading. My love and I, it feels like we've come to a halt since the last time we talked to you. We know what we were supposed to be moving and everything. We've been moving the energy around the house and everything, but we just feel that we've come to a stop and at this point. And honestly, I'd just like some clarity and just ask for a mini soul reading today.
Well, thank you both for being here, and thank you for asking. And as you were sharing, and as Sri and I were connecting with your energy, the card of clarity that came out for you, no surprise, is Archangel Gabriel. And, you know, Gabriel is a powerful communicator and a powerful clarity cleansing energy. And what Gabriel is like screaming at you right now is saying, you must go deeper and learn what it means to communicate with authenticity and clarity, meaning strong, clear, precise, non-wavering, this is who I am, this is where I'm going. And Gabriel is saying that this is a vital energy, and it's calling you right now to expand your paradigm of interaction, that the way that you've been interacting with everything has been through a mindset and a way of living that has served you, but you're ready to go further. And he's saying, remove your communication boundaries and allow yourself to express in new and exciting ways. And he's showing me you singing, dancing. He's like, sing, dance, gaze into your eyes of those around you, and that is just the beginning. And so I would encourage the two of you, put on music you love, sing, dance, gaze into each other's eyes, and pay attention to what comes forward through expanded communication. Because when you're free to have expanded communication, resolution comes forward. And they're saying, well, it's Gabriel is saying, your inner strength to stretch this paradigm is here. You have what it takes. Now you've got to do it. And that's what Gabriel would like you to hear today. And we just love connecting with you two amazing beings. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. We love connecting with you as well.
Thank you.
You guys are two beautiful souls. Thank you.
Thank you. Go dance. We love you.
Have fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Namaste.
You know, I just want to remind all of our listeners that each and every one of us is a fabric, you know, a unique reflection of the oneness. And so every reading has a quality that benefits all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And is so important as we sit and participate, whether you're quietly listening, whether you're going to thinking about, hey, wait a minute, that fits me too. But whatever's going on, it's important to recognize that you are not alone, that we are sharing this journey. And there are parts of the journey that are uniquely ours to play with and to express. And yet there is a commonality and an embrace from the divine that says you are part of a bigger fabric.
Well, you know, and speaking of being part of a bigger fabric, we really want to talk about November again, because guys, remember, the energy of November is an energy that is seeking to invite you to doubt. And the best way to get you to doubt, quite frankly, is to confuse you. Because when you're confused, you don't know what to believe. You don't know where to go. And so there's going to be a lot of, and I really try to choose my words carefully here, but let's just say that if there was ever a series of energies that would support a false flag type event that would be designed to get you to either give up or get totally confused or get very, very angry, those energies are all here in November.
You know, the energy of confusion is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And there are people, the moment they start to feel confused, it challenges all their belief systems.
So they just stop.
So they immediately recoil and take
exactly.
a step backwards
exactly.
into when things were less challenging.
Right.
And that is what supports fundamentalism. That the emerging oneness energy cannot be embraced at this time by that person, so that they tighten up, so to speak.
Well, the fantasy of the fundamentalist is to go back a couple hundred years, because there's this fantasy that things were better. And it's just illusion, making illusion seem more illusionary.
Well, and it's a way of denying fear.
Well, exactly.
And so, beloved ones, as the planet goes through this process, there is a flame, you might say, a transmuting energy that will help heal those who will show up for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you find yourself being confused, that's the time to bring your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, and as you breathe into your center, to recite the mantra of self-ascension, to remember that you are here.
Right, empower your presence. See, your presence is going to be here, whether you're present with anger or present with confusion, or are you present with clarity, and thereby you are empowered, because this is what November is setting up. And so have mercy on yourself, right? Okay, you're feeling confused, or you're feeling afraid, or doubts creeping in. Hand on heart, we've learned to breathe. How are you? All from October, building into November, where you do what? Nice deep Ave Sa breath. And you come forward with the clarity that the illusion is not the truth of who you are.
Now, each time you do that, there's the possibility you're going to have a recognition, an aha, a recommitment
right.
to your empowered path. And this is all very, very good, because it supports the expansion of truth and love.
It
and
really does.
That will affect many, many lives, including your own.
Now, you know, I want to share one thing that we talked about earlier when we were on the air over at Twin Flame, and that is that for many people on the path, there is this false sense of, I want to use the word judgment, maybe self-judgment, that if
I have a rap on things.
Yeah, yeah, or that, you know, if I'm being triggered, then I have somehow failed. Or if I am being a human, then I am somehow not on the journey. And this is important to remember, that that too is an illusion, my angels. Remember that as you ascend in your spiritual awakened presence, and November is going to give you that rich opportunity, it does not mean that you have to agree with that which may seem horrific. It does not mean that you have to condone it. What it means is that your lens is being widened and you are seeing the divine in action in full trust that harmonic balance will happen. This is an ascended perspective. But to think that it means that you're just putting your head in the sand about what's going on, no, that's not what's happening at all. And I think it's important we talk about this, Sri, because sometimes at our YouTube channel, people are like, oh, you know, what are you saying? I can't react. Well, the key is there's a difference between a response from an ascended perspective and a reaction from a density illusion.
And reaction, a knee-jerk reaction, when it occurs, if you are paying attention, you'll recognize, wait a minute, that's just my ego reacting.
Exactly, exactly.
And you'll move through it very quickly.
Yep.
Versus...
You'll use it as a mastery practice.
It's a practice to restore your sanity versus becoming a domino effect down a rabbit hole of dysfunction.
Right. I love that because that's the truth. But guys, here's the key. November is an awesome month because it's the opportunity for you to really say, I am claiming who I am. I'm clear who I am. Remember, 80% are stuck in the middle. Become one of the 10%. Either go back in intensity and do it really well and let go of any judgment around yourself or failing.
Do it till
you're good. That doesn't mean you're failing. It means that you're clear on what your needs are. Or pop out and become awake, widen your lens, do what it takes. Join the miracle team. Listen to more radio shows that uplift you. Be with those people who uplift you. Do whatever it takes. Get the cards of clarity. You know, just go to shreeandkira.com. You'll see them in our store under Ascension Tools. Do something to hold that energy around you. That is the mastery. It's that sitting on the fence that will cause you pain. That's where confusion, that's where doubt, that's where all the derailment happens.
And all that derailment will strengthen denial.
And so forgive yourself for judging either yourself or others. If you have friends or family that are deep in density, celebrate that they're clear and make them do it, let them do it well. But you need to get clear about you. And that's the gift November has right in front of you right now. And it's a big one in a big month of energy.
Empowerment comes through clarity.
It does. Now can we sneak on?
Yeah, we're going to do. We've got line four. We're going to say hi to Frankie from British Columbia.
Namaste, Frankie. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira. It's Francoise. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to call for some clarity and a mini soul reading. I was hoping that you could help me with determining whether this is a self-ascension symptom, whether it's myself creating the delay, or whether it's spirit asking me to delay. It's with respect to my creative projects. This fall, for some reason, like I'm in slow motion.
Well, and I want to share with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I've been following you guys since 2015, and I've been doing the mantra, and I've been, seeing more and more where it is that I have to go with my writing and my spiritual path. And it's been very helpful. It's been a blessing that I've discovered you guys in 2015. But I've just been questioning whether this is kind of spirit, so that the project will be submitting in the right timing. That's why I need clarity and a mini soul reading.
Well, I'm grateful and honored that you asked. And as you were sharing, the cards of clarity had two just pop out. I mean, I wasn't even trying to get it on your behalf. It was like there they were. And they're both from the benevolent ones. And so when the benevolent ones come forward, the blessing of the benevolent ones is that they're really coming forward for clarity. That's what they're about, is they're about clarity. And so the benevolent ones in your case are bringing two simultaneous energies around you. The first one is compassion and the second is vision. And the message that they're saying right now is that for you, it's time for you to compassionately empower your gift for its higher use without feeling you need to give it away. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't undervalue you, and that everything inside of you is saying it's time for me to move forward, and that you need to honor that and pay attention to that and keep the timing within what feels good for you, not to worry about what the externals are showing you. Now, the other half of this is this vision. And they keep saying that it is really your time to look at your life and your everything that's happening right now with eyes from outside this world. It's just what Sri and I were just talking about. It's about going outside and going beyond this planet and to test what you know is true. And they're saying, close your eyes, breathe, trust yourself, and just ask. what is really going on, and the answer is right before you. And we are out of time, so I have to stop right there.
But that reminds us,
yeah,
trust divine timing.
Yes, just trust the divine timing, but really go in, what is really before me right now? And so it is, my love. We love you. Thank you for calling in, Francois.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. And here we are at the end of the show, and I just want to give a shout-out to our beloved Katuk in New Delhi. We have your email here. What I will share with you is that we will give you your mini soul reading next week, because how do we run out of time so quickly?
Well, part of it is linear, and there it is.
And I do want to say, Katuk, that when I quickly did a Cards of Clarity for you, it was all about your heart chakra. Go back into your heart chakra and pay attention. There's a lot of answers still sitting there for you.
And beloved ones, that's good information for all of us, because as we can extend compassion to ourselves, as we can love ourselves, love our journey, love our foibles and adventures.
Absolutely.
We then make space to be guided and to empower our authentic energy.
Woo!
Love is always healing.
And as a community, we are always healed every week when we have the blessing of being here with you.
And so, beloved ones, until we have that joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you breathe deeply, bring a hand to your heart, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.